Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, December 7th, 2012. Let's talk about movies and toys. At the box office last weekend, The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2 was number one with $17.4 million. Skyfall, the new James Bond movie, $16.6 million at number two. Rise of the Guardians, $13.4 million at number three. Lincoln, $13.4 million, also number three, or number four, whatever you like. And Life of Pi rounded out the top five at $12.2 million. This week, Playing for Keeps, Hyde Park on Hudson, Deadfall, and a bunch of other limited releases you probably won't be seeing anyway are opening. So if you go see those, let us know. Twitter, at EntEarth, probably not going to be seeing much this weekend, but Hobbit opens up next week, and I'm very excited about that. The very funny stand-up comic Hannibal Buress is developing an ABC sitcom, and we are hearing so is Rory Scovel. Rory Scovel, you might have seen at Comedy Death Ray or Bang Bang, or have heard him on the Todd Glass Show. Funny guy. So it's if you're a comedy fan, it's a good time to pay attention to TV shows, which will hopefully be picked up. Community is adding Jason Alexander to the mix, so he'll probably be in those episodes that Chevy Chase isn't. The new Star Trek Into Darkness trailer went up in the last day or so. The Japanese trailer is a little different than the American one, so you might want to seek that out. Rick McCallum has left Lucasfilm. He produced the special editions and the prequels and is a frequent public face for the company. He's been around in a lot of interviews since the 90s and 2000s. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We still have too many sales. The big sale is running right now. That's what we're calling it. And there's dozens of products with their prices marked down a lot. You can see everything at sale.entertainmentearth.com. We are also having buy one model kit, get a second 50% off. Lego sale, buy one, get a second 30% off. And a mug sale, buy three, get a fourth free. We're also still offering free shipping on in-stock orders of $69 or more. And again, all this stuff is at sale.entertainmentearth.com. In the toy news, we have some announcements. G.I. Joe Con 2013 will be in Indianapolis and not Pawnee, like many of us were petitioning for, because it doesn't have adequate facilities and it doesn't exist. Yeah. Biff Bang Pow announced Venture Brothers Shore Leave and Alchemist action figures coming next fall. I'm very excited. In a bit of a surprise, European fans got the first look and first crack at the LEGO Minifigures Series 9. They showed up in Europe already, but they're not here yet, and there wasn't even an official reveal. It'll be SKU number 71000, as LEGO is moving away from 4-digit SKUs to 5-digit SKUs. It includes 16 new blind-bagged figures, including a Cyclops, a Jekyll and Hyde, a dude in a chicken suit, a lot of other great selections, a mermaid. They'll be in the USA before you know it. We don't have pre-orders up yet, but we hopefully will have orders up soon. Keep your eyes peeled for those. The G.I. Joe Retaliation Bruce Willis action figure of Joe Colton is showing up early samples on eBay. It doesn't look so great, but you can seek it out and look for yourself. Pre-orders for this figure are not up yet, but other G.I. Joe Retaliation products are up right now. A lot of Wave 2 stuff. This will all be hitting, I believe, January, February-ish. So go to our website today and search on G.I. Joe, because really all that you can order now is the new movie stuff, since there wasn't really anything new this year. New arrivals. The Ted 16-inch talking plush teddy bear with moving mouth is in stock now. At the rate that it's selling, though, I'm recording this Friday morning. It should be out, hopefully, Monday, Tuesday. I could be wrong. It's just an estimation. It's huggable. It's a talking toy with 12 colorful phrases from the movie, including something like, why did I cut off my notes? I had phrases written down, but they're not here. So just rest assured he has 12 sayings from the movie. I think we call it PG rated, but the R rated one really swears. The PG one's just kind of dirty. So it's still totally dirty. It's in stock now. If you want a Ted and you want one basically this year, this is the Ted you're going to want to order. The items are very, very popular. We ordered and we have available on offer a variety of Ted plush. And you should check those out at entertainmentearth.com. Just search on Ted Commonwealth once you get there. We also have LEGO Restock. Hobbit sets are showing up now. We have some of those in stock, and the rate at which they're selling is very quick. So if you want LEGO Hobbit, you want it sent to your door, maybe do it now. And don't forget they're on sale. Buy one, get second 30% off. And I can tell by the ding that it's time for me to go. Enjoy many new pre-orders. We're putting up new items all the time. New arrivals every day. We're shipping out orders as fast as you can send them to us. So just keep sending us orders and you'll be flabbergasted how quickly they'll go out the door. Anyway, see you next week. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. This is Adam Paulus for the Entertainment Earth Podcast, signing off. I got to get the rest of my work done because there's a lot to do today. See you next time.